The plan includes providing COVID-19 test collection kits to local hospitals and nursing homes and a pilot program to pay providers $35 for every test completed by the end of August. Eaver says his administration will continue to focus on the state's public health response despite the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision to strike down his Safer at Home order last week.
Frankly, some of this money is being used to reimburse the state for some of the expenses that they've had, but most importantly, it's getting money to the counties and the tribal nations.
Eaver says his administration is still finalizing plans for the rest of the federal funding, but he says aid for small businesses and the agriculture industry are top priorities. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.